curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Chad Lewis about the Summer Wind Mansion. And thank you for supporting the program. We could not do this without you. I'm assuming you've been to the property.
Yes, I was originally there. I've been there twice. I was originally there about 18 years ago when I was doing a book on Wisconsin ghosts. And at that point, it had legendary status. Not quite as much as it has today after, you know, the Life magazine article many years ago. And then a few years back, Haunting, the TV show on Discovery Channel, did a big special episode on the Summer Wind. And that attracted hordes of curious legend trippers that wanted to see it, which maybe the key to its survival. As more and more people get interested in it, maybe there's more and more people interested in preserving it or rebuilding it. But it's, when I was there, I had no, and granted, if there's a list of people with psychic ability, I'm last on that list. But there was no feeling for me of being pulled to it or repelled away from it. It just simply to me looked like a magnificent old historic estate that was lost to history. I didn't get a sense that I shouldn't be there or that the land didn't want me there. But I also didn't get the sense that I was meant to visit this place. And that's what's interesting to me is a lot of people have that sense. People from other countries who spotted the Life magazine article or the documentaries on it, don't know why, but they feel that they have to visit. And every time I lecture about the Summer Wind with other haunted places, people tell me stories of being drawn to the area that they just felt like that after seeing a photograph, they had to get up there. They didn't know why. They weren't necessarily psychic people. They weren't intuitives. They may not necessarily even believe in hauntings, but there was something that really beckoned to them and drew them up to that area.
When you were there on either occasion, the first time or the second time, is there anything that stood out to you in terms of your research that you could physically point at and go, there is something odd about this land, about this area, in terms of any sort of, you know, technical electricity, magnetism, anything of that nature?
Nothing that stood out to me. And having visited thousands of alleged paranormal places over 20 some plus years across the world, to me, it looked, I was very sad being there because it looked like it could have been a majestic place, a beautiful resort, and maybe someday it will. But outside of getting that sorrow of what could have been, None of the equipment that I was using picked up anything out of the ordinary. Some of the people I had brought with me that were more geared towards psychic ability or intuitives, they weren't picking up any on anything in the area. So maybe I was there at the wrong time or just didn't have that pull for me. It was a cool, cool place. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing to visit. If you get a chance, you have to go see it. Just because the legend, you get a sense that you can almost, you know, imagine how the glory days of it mm-hmm. transpired. But for me, it didn't have anything out of the ordinary as to other places I visited.
Other folks who have visited there, other investigators who have been there, obviously the technology that people can use today, and there's various, you know, schools of thought on how accurate some of it is, but things like the ghost box and picking up voices and picking up almost conversations on the other side. Has anyone attempted sessions like that at the Summer Wind that you're aware of, and what did they pick up, if there's anything that's been done?
Lots of people will bring any type of equipment you can imagine, from trying to capture EVPs, which are electronic voice phenomena, where, you know, you bring a recorder and ask questions and wait for a response, or you just leave it running. And then when you play it back, you'll often hear things that aren't audible to the naked ear. And those are all over the websites on the internet. Just type in Summer Wind EVPs. You'll get hit with a ton of those, or people communicating with spirit boxes. Others will go old school, where they'll bring a Ouija board or a pendulum and try to communicate with the spirits as well. As far as I know, there's never been any in-depth research of, you know, a month-long investigation there where people are trying all sorts of old school stuff of automatic writing and then new stuff with all the equipment, setting up game cams or trail cams, infrared. There hasn't been a full detailed investigation that I'm aware of, and certainly not one I've been part of.
What is your opinion, Chad, on some of the equipment that now exists out there? I know there's a ton of it, but last time I had seen you was about 15 years ago. And I think we just had like a mini disc recorder, actually, and we were recording audio, and I believe you had a couple of meters. But some of the stuff that's out there now, how accurate do you feel it is at picking up the other side?
My theory or my belief on equipment nowadays is it's both a blessing and a curse. And what I really regret is that 15 years ago when you and I were tramping around the cemetery, that I wish I would have invested in some of this equipment in terms of not having it for myself, but investing in the stock of it, because it's just gone crazy. Back then, we were using things like EMF meters, which would pick up any electrical or magnetic fluctuations. And the thought was that spirits would give off some of these indicators, whether it was temperature changes or an electronic spike, then it would at least point you in the right direction, that you could start adding these anomalies up and paint a picture that something wasn't quite right. If all of a sudden the temperature went down 40 degrees and there was no wind or air that would cause it, you could start putting that together with weird phenomena you captured on your audio or video and paint a picture of a haunting. But I don't know where or when it started that a lot of this equipment can pick up ghosts, mm-hmm. that a spike in the magnetic field means there's a ghost there. Who came up with that? Why couldn't it be a leprechaun?
Sure.
Or a unicorn. Why is an electrical spike mean there's a unicorn there? So I use a ton of equipment because I don't want to rule anything out. I use a lot of intuitives and psychics that I bring with me, because when you're looking at the weird, what's too weird? But I think we really need to draw back on the use of like ghost box and Frank's box, that spirits somehow in wherever they are have the ability to manipulate radio waves so they can channel through all the radio stations and post words. Some even flip them from reverse to normal speech, all in the matter of real time, but yet they can't push a pencil off of a chair.
Yeah.
You know, they have these supernatural powers to communicate through radio waves and other things, but again, they can't cause a penny to move on its own. So I'm very skeptical of new equipment, although I will bring it along. But oftentimes when I hear a group spending the whole night communicating with the spirit box, and most of the places I've been where this has occurred, there are 10 times the amount of terrible things that make no sense, just random noises coming through, as once in a while when you ask a question and there happens to be something that sounds like the answer you were looking for.
Sure. And of course, the answer that you're looking for, the questions that end up getting most of the focus on after the fact. Have you ever had a situation where you've been out in the field and you have been truly surprised or shocked by anything in the world of like the spirit box as far as a response or answer that you got?
I haven't. In terms of the spirit box, I haven't. And a lot of the EVPs I recorded, I found it fascinating that I would play them to 10 different people without telling them what I thought it said. And when they would listen, I'd get 10 different responses.
Sure.
But yet, if I put it online saying, watch this, I had a ghost say, help me, and played it, it's amazing how many people would hear exactly that phrase. But I've had other weird things, and it's rare that something weird happens to me when I'm out in the field. In 20 plus years, thousands of places, 15 countries, 40 plus states, I can count on one hand the things I would say that were probably unexplained. I'll give you, for instance, I was in a place in Wisconsin where it's an old island that's abandoned. It used to have a town out there, and it's haunted as well by this woman named Mary Dean. It's not too far from my hometown of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And the island's also thought to be inhabited by hellhounds, these giant black dogs with glowing red eyes that, you know, many cultures believe are harbingers of death, that if you see them, much like hearing the Irish banshee, it means death will soon follow you. So we have all these reports of these hellhounds being out by this boat landing of Mary Dean. So on one of my first adventures out there with a colleague of mine, we just pulled into the boat landing. We're getting out when all of a sudden we heard something from the island. It didn't sound like any known animal we had ever heard, but it didn't sound human either. So, of course, we gathered all of our equipment, rolled over to the island in our little canoe, and nothing the rest of the night. No sound whatsoever. So whatever we heard, it could have been an animal at the area, or it could have been something else. But I have dozens of those accounts where something was just enough to make you wonder whether it was paranormal or you could throw it away as some rational explanation.
Do you think there's any rational explanation for the feelings that people have gotten at Summerwind? And obviously the legends say someone going mad and personalities changing. I mean, that could also point to electromagnetic fields, couldn't it, of something happening that could just really mess with someone psychologically?
Well, my background is actually in the field of psychology. I did both my bachelor's and master's work in that field. And then my master's thesis was actually looking at students' belief in the paranormal. And a couple things I found interesting over the years is that if you believe something's going to happen when you go to an alleged haunted place or UFO sighting spot, what be it, odds are more likely that you're going to have something happen than if you didn't think something was going to happen. And there's a couple explanations for that. One, it could be that you're opening yourself up for it. If you believe that when you go to the haunted mausoleum, you're going to get pushed off, maybe you're opening yourself up enough to actually experience it. But on the flip side, it may be that you're starting to let your imagination run wild when that crack in the woods wasn't, you know, a werewolf sharpening its claws. It was more of an animal running through or simply part of nature. So I think there's a flip side, but I love your point about magnetic energy, rocks or power plants. We know people living near power plants and highly electrical places have weird things. We know that scientists can stimulate an out-of-body experience by triggering certain portions of the brain. But what happens when you live in an area that doesn't have a power plant, but maybe the land itself is something strange, a paranormal beacon, a hot spot.
Yeah.
And that's very common as well, that a lot of these places, not only do you get reports of one type of phenomena, but you often get multiple points where UFOs have been seen, mysterious cryptids have been seen, and haunted stories as well. So I don't know. I guess after 20 plus years of doing this, I'm left with more questions than answers.
Sure. I just wonder if anyone's ever been able to measure anything there that points that piece of land, that parcel of land, to be different than other areas. And that's what makes it stand apart with some sort of energy. I don't know if that's even measurable or if anything does stand out on that land. Are you aware of anything of that nature?
I think it would be a fascinating experiment to bring in all kinds of experts and look at all the various physical attributes of that land, mm-hmm. and then compare it with the surrounding land. And you could even go out several miles if you had the resources to do that and see if there's any differences. Statistically speaking, any significant differences, not just differences of that, you know, it's a mile away and the temperature's 3 degrees off.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that being done. But as far as I know, nobody's ever done that.
That'd be very interesting. With the a lot of the legend going back to the land possibly being cursed and disputes over the land with the Sioux tribe, has anyone ever spoken to that within that that nation of the Sioux? Has anyone ever spoken to the legend of the land or anything of that nature?
Not that I know of. And I can tell you by personal experiences that oftentimes different cultures sometimes view these things differently, that many cultures around the world, and including here in the U.S., believe that a lot of these supernatural things have powers, that they can take your sight, your hearing, or even your life, and that merely mentioning these, saying the name of some of these things, is enough to curse you, that when you go looking for the weird will come looking for you type thing. So a lot of these cultures, even the native peoples, many of them, are hesitant not only to talk about these things, but to talk about them with strangers. So I don't know if anybody has done an in-depth analysis to see what they feel or their history or their variation of the story. But it would be completely fascinating if someone did.
Yeah. With it in its current state of being basically a foundation in the woods now, but obviously a lot of people going there and still trying to investigate. And I've seen it over the years, the Kickstarter, the GoFundMe, and all those really just ending in not getting funded. Where do you see the Summer Winds future? In 10, 20 years from now, what, and this is just an opinion-based question, what do you think its future holds?
Unfortunately, what I see for Summer Wind is someone buying the land, clearing it out, and building a new home for them and their family there, a private residence. And just because it just takes too much money to redo it or to renovate it or try to recreate it, that you can imagine how much it cost in early 1900s, and now do that today, and nobody has that money to recreate it. So the land itself is too gorgeous. The area is so beautiful. I'm sure somebody's going to snatch it up at one time and say, enough about this nonsense. Clear out the land. I'm building the house I want, which is a shame because that's what happens in nearly every other haunted place that is very similar. Unless a community group can get together and charge people to camp out on the land. And I don't know how neighbors would feel about that, but that's the only way I see it is going, is that Kickstarter just, it can't raise enough for this kind of thing.
Sure. And it's not to wish ill on anyone, but if someone were to do that, go in and build a new home on the property, granted it may not be the exact same building or recreation of the original, but I would almost venture to guess that they could very likely end up having the same sort of problems that Mr. Carver had in almost restarting it with a different structure, like Summer Wind 2.0.
If it is the land, if the land is truly cursed or something about that land, it wouldn't, I mean, thinking rationally here, that it wouldn't matter if it was one type of house or the other type.
Yeah.
If it's the land.
If it goes back to the land itself.
Yeah. And the deed has never been found. If it does exist, it's never been verified that there was a deed in the foundation. They did talk to several researchers years ago, talked to several of the people that were involved in the construction of the Summerwind Mansion, and they didn't recall anything being set into the foundation, whether it was a book or the deed or anything else. So the idea that the deed was there, I don't know.
It's one of those things, mixing legend and fact.
And that's the hard thing when you're trying to sort fact from fiction about these cases that were 100 years ago and never really documented until recently, that it's hard to get a lot of research, especially when you're talking about a small blip in the very, very north of Wisconsin, away from everything. Even the Summerwind was down a driveway road along the shores of the lake where it wasn't visible from the road. It was just hidden. No one would have paid it much attention and documented it at that time. Unlike today, where if a story comes out about a haunted place, people are there that minute researching it. And it reminds me, I just recently was stopped out in Amityville out on Long Island and checked out the Amityville Horror House. And by checking it out, I mean I stood out in front of it where all the no trespassing signs are and no soliciting and leave us alone type stuff, and checked it out. And, you know, people who buy these places that have supernatural legends attached to them, you know, they almost have to expect that people are going to be gawking and stopping by and being harassed. And I think that's just part of the home, that when you buy it, it's like moving in next to crazy neighbors. That's part of it.
Yeah, you kind of have to know what you're getting into when you make that decision.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, they have no idea when their home's not infamous, it's just haunted, and they purchase it and then come to find out something happened there. And a lot of people that contact me, you know, they're not very happy of learning of a tragic suicide or a murder or anything else in their house. And now they're picking up on all kinds of activity that I think all of us have that ability. I don't want to call it psychic ability, that ability to walk into a place and immediately, whether you have a overwhelming sense of that you don't want to be there, something you don't like, or the opposite of walking into a place and feeling like I'm at home. And all of us experience that. And I don't know if there's anything paranormal to it or not, but I can only imagine that at Summerwind, for many people, that's amplified numerous times.
That wraps up our interview with Chad Lewis about the Summerwind Mansion. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for the support.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.